Can you turn the music off? It's in the background. Oh, you did turn it off. Okay, cool. Turn. Okay. Yes. All right.
Thank you for your patience.
Don't get mad at us, man.
I'm not mad at you.
I don't know why you're getting mad. It's passive aggressive. It's very passive aggressive.
Yeah. Wait.
It's very passive aggressive.
Uncle Leo.
What do you have? Uncle Leo. Yes. That's right.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, easy, Uncle. Yeah. Oh. What are you talking about? Uncle Leo, calm down. What are you talking about? I'm not upset. I was legitimately begging you, clowns.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, I'm not kidding. You guys are beyond patient.
I want you doing what you're doing now when you talk. Don't lean back when you talk. That didn't go well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Was that passive aggressive?
No. Not
Elise. Why don't we start before we get mad at each other? Have we got our topics on?
I've never been mad. Wait a second. I have never, ever been mad at you guys.
Really?
I can't for time. Passing. I mean, when would I be
mad at you? Passing anger.
I feel like you've been mean to us.
Yeah, mean.
Yeah, that's my love language. Ridicule.
Yeah, that's good love language.
Right. By the way, there was a study. There was a study that came out recently.
Yeah.
That said that people who are meaner to each other tend to have more solid, long-term friendships.
Yeah, tell that to Tina Turner. Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh, my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We're here to bring you episode 86 in the middle of this tariff madness.
I want to tear off my clothes right now.
Thank you.
That hit. Boy, that was perfect.
We took 7 takes to get that joke perfected.
Pretty much.
So none of this happens easily for us.
Oh, God.
And the whole show is going to be like this. Hopefully, we'll be able to get this next hour or so with you, going through episode 86 and catching you up on what's going on in our lives. I'm your host, Dave, calling in from Racine, Wisconsin, home of very flaky internet service, apparently. I'm also joined with my 2 co-hosts, as usual. Josh is one of them. Josh, how you doing?
I am doing well. I was, you know what I noticed? We went to Nashville, my wife and I, a couple weekends ago, just to see our daughter. It's her senior year, so we want to get as many visits in as possible before she's out of there. And so I noticed that I have an addiction, and my wife pointed it out to me, and I didn't really notice it before she said something. But tell me if you do this. When I'm at a hotel and I'm walking back to my room, if I see a service cart, I will take stuff out of the service cart for my room. What do you mean what?
Like what?
Towels, mostly towels. I like to grab bath towels.
Wait. Isn't this what got Donald Trump in trouble on the Access Hollywood tape?
No, that was not grabbing. That was grabbing something else, not bath towels. But I like to grab bath towels. And I like to stockpile bath towels because I don't want to keep reusing them. I like using 2, number one. They never give you enough. And I like using 2. And I don't like to hang them because there's really no convenient place to hang your towels in a hotel room. So I like to put them on the floor, create a nice big, you know, big, thick bath mat as they pile up after shower. And I keep adding towels every time I see a cart. And it was so bad.
You're expecting the cleaning service to come through every night then?
No, you know this about me, Dave. I refuse cleaning service. I never get cleaning service at hotels.
So, all right. So
I'm the same way, by the way.
Yeah, I don't want it. I don't want someone in there. No, I don't want someone in the room. I've seen too many undercover videos of people room service people trying on your shit and going through your luggage. And quite honestly, I don't need my bed made. It's not that hard, and I don't need anything else. If I need something, I'll go get it.
That's so interesting. I just checked into a Hyatt in Chicago this week, and they asked me, do you want people to clean your room? And I was like, no. And then I was like, what am I saying? Yes, I do. I don't know why I said no really quick. So I thought, good thing. Well, they didn't. So it didn't matter. They must have put it down wrong. But I've
why do you need them?
Well, it feels gross to me to be. It feels like I'm on clean sheets. I don't know.
It's your room. You're the one who slept in them.
I know, but you know, it's nice to come back to a made bed. But I've never thought, do people go through your stuff? Is that the concern?
It's a couple things. One, it's that they go through your stuff, and two, it's that they come at inopportune times. I don't want the point of me coming back to the room and now they're finally cleaning it. Now I have to sit and wait for them to finish cleaning it, and I don't want that. I don't need it.
Okay, but what I do is if I think I'm coming back at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, I'll put do not disturb on. And I guess that's a pain because then they're like calling you later.
What if you come back and they're in your room cleaning when you come back?
Well, that's why I put the do not disturb sign.
Well, then they're not going to clean your room.
Well, then that's my option, right? I've kept the option of them cleaning it or not. If I want them to clean it, they don't put it on there. If I do,
I guess.
Right,
but this is a new thing since COVID. By the way, they never asked you before. Do you want your room clean? That's a post COVID thing.
But that's now you might be convincing me. It's better to leave people out of your room. I guess
correct.
They're strangers.
Correct. Why do I want them in my room? And I wanted to. I don't want to have to lock up my valuables. I don't want to have to go use that stupid safe. It's a big pain in the ass.
What valuables are you bringing?
Listen, I don't have many valuables, but I carry around with me when I travel. I carry around a pouch of diamonds.
Do you?
And it's just,
okay.
It's good luck. They're worth about 1.2 million, but they're good luck. And I just don't want people taking my diamonds. No, it's like my iPad. I want to leave it out and charging.
No,
anyone can take an iPad.
Question ready?
Yeah.
What's the longest that you've ever stayed in a hotel room and not had service?
This is a great question, Omar, because there is a breaking point for me. If I go above two nights, then
That's it.
Two or three nights. Yeah. Then I want my room cleaned.
I've done four, five, six, seven nights.
Oh. Yeah. That's too much. I can't do that. I'll get it cleaned for that.
I don't understand. Why?
Because the sheets are, you know, it's one thing to sleep in them two nights.
How often do you wash your sheets at home?
We wash our sheets every 4 hours.
Yeah, I believe that.
No, we wash them once a week.
There you go. So why do you have
You're correct, but it's still you're right. There's a little hypocrisy here, but yes.
Feels different.
It feels like, different. It does.
Hypocrisy and Josh Kaplan in the same No.
plus you get a little you go the extra mile when you're in a hotel room. I'll eat in bed, I'll wipe my hands on the sheets. Shit like that I wouldn't do at home. Because I know it's going to get cleaned. So if I get room service and I just put the tray right on my bed and I'm eating, I've eaten ribs before and just wiped them right on the sheets.
No. What?
Or I use a towel. Because they don't give you enough napkins. Yeah. So I use like a hand towel or something.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that at home. See what I'm saying?
So you're stealing towels off the cart. Anything else
correct.
You find?
Yes. If there's stuff I need, if I need it. I'm not taking it if I don't need it. But if I need it, I just grab it right off the cart. And it's kind of... It's a game for me.
Yeah. Have you ever?
Yeah.
Don't you ever use the minibar?
No, I don't use the minibar.
I mean,
never.
How about if it's really good?
No, there's no such thing as really good minibar. It's normal. Okay. First of all, you talked about this in an early episode. Idea for the
$5 million ideas
for the premium minibar. I don't buy into it. The minibars are a ripoff. They're a complete ripoff.
Wait a second. We're talking about two different things right now.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's good or not does not mean it's independent of it being priced at a certain point. Okay.
True. But I'm not going – look, what could possibly be in there that I'm going to pay $8,000 for?
Gummy bears?
No, exactly. No.
M&Ms?
No.
Cashews?
No. No, 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 no.
Potato chips from Europe?
No. No, you mean crisps?
I'm not kidding. Like there's ones in Spain, which are phenomenal.
I'm sorry. I can't get, even if I was worth $8 billion, I can't pay $20 for four Pringles. What?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I know what Coca-Cola is. No, I'm not doing it. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
no.
I'm the
Swedish
opposite.
Swedish fish?
No.
No.
I wouldn't get that.
Nope. Oh, Dave, you hit mini bars all the time?
Yeah, I think I talked about that in an episode before where they had
your malt balls.
Yeah,
your malt ball episode. I remember that.
I ate the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but those were free. Those they didn't charge you, and those were not part of the mini bar, if memory serves me.
That might be true.
They were in a jar. That was the whole mysterious thing. Yeah. Everyone should check that out. The malt ball episode. It's very, very good.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, it's
that's how I'm doing.
Another one of your obsessions.
Yes. Addicted to towels.
Another one of my hosts is Omar, who is coming in live from St. Bart's. Is that where you're coming from? What's going on, Omar?
It's St. Bartholomew to you.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir.
Yeah. I am staying at my best friend's home by myself with my doggie.
Very nice.
The funny part is I have friends in town who haven't even been here. They're staying at a hotel. But my friend was, there's certain, you can't just invite people here as I'm staying here. Oh yeah, sure.
Wait,
you stay here too.
You do all the time. We've had many an episode where you've invited people over to your friends' homes without their permission.
Well, let's just say that there's a point where you learn lessons.
Do you remember the incident where one of your invitees ruined the whole Wi-Fi or cable, the cable? Yes.
As a matter of fact, he happens to be on this island right now as we speak.
There you go. Don't invite him over. Don't let him anywhere near that cable box.
That's funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did.
I've had two interesting experiences with my friends, my goddaughter and then my other friend's kid, who you know, which I thought one was my goddaughter. I did yoga with her. Okay. I didn't want to go, right? But she asked me to go.
So you got to say yes.
I can't say no to this.
No, you can't say no.
It's about like spending quality time, even if I'm miserable doing it.
Right.
So I told her I didn't want to go, but I was going to go because of the reasons I just mentioned to you. Went to the class, advanced. Advanced vinyasa.
I don't know what that means.
It was expert vinyasa class.
I don't know what vinyasa is.
God, you are such a Luddite. I don't know how to talk to you sometimes. It's a type of yoga, Josh. Vinyasa.
I don't do vinyasa. I do Vin Diesel. His yoga is awesome. You just sit there on the couch, watch TV.
My point is, the teacher said you're very good at this. How long have you been doing this to practice for?
Get the hell out of here.
Promise, hand to heart.
So you've done yoga in the past then? Because there's no one who just doesn't do yoga and shows up to yoga class and do everything.
Listen to me.
Unless you're a contortionist.
I have not done yoga since I last did it with Madison, like over a year ago.
Oh, so you've done yoga.
A year ago. I don't do it.
But how many times in your life have you done yoga? How many times?
I am Indian. What?
How many times in your life have you done yoga?
I mean, I would say the over-under is probably 100, maybe.
Oh, well, then you've done yoga. What are you talking about? This is all a big fraud.
Maybe 50, but I haven't done in the last 5 years. I've done it like four times.
That's a lot. You've done a lot of yoga. You've done 100 times more than me. David, this would be very different. And if I took vinyasa versus you.
You said it right.
Thank you. I nailed it.
Yeah.
What pose? What's the hardest pose you can do?
This one where you stand up. Okay.
This one. This is a radio. This is a podcast. He said this one.
Stand on one foot.
Yeah.
Cross your leg over your knee.
Yeah.
Right. And then you go like this, and then you dip down.
Oh, it's a crane kick.
Oh boy.
No, it's not.
It's right before you do the crane kick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
good job.
You're an expert.
You're awesome.
But there were some real experts in there. And then I'm with my friend's son, and he says to me, I said to him, "Who is the funniest person that you know?" Very conversational starter type of question.
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's my friend Darius."
Okay.
Okay, cool. I go, as before I could say Hootie and Blowfish, he goes,
right.
Darius Garland.
I go, "What's he?" I go, "Where?" I go, he's in jail though.
What?
He goes, for killing someone. And I go,
what?
Without missing a beat, I go, "Did the person die of laughter?"
Oh, that's funny.
I thought it was very funny.
First of all, that would make Darius easily the funniest person ever if he was able to kill someone with laughter. That would be legit. True. What did he? True. How did he kill him? Was it strangulation? Was
shooting
it poison?
A gun, a stray bullet, kill the guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Sounds
that
like
Darius.
A real hoot there.
He's a hoot.
Bullets sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Are funny.
Wasn't there a study if you shoot your friends, that means you're the closest relationships? Isn't that
That's correct.
Study?
Friends who shoot friends have the best relationships.
Our audience
that's
doesn't know this because we have to reset this podcast.
Oh, is that an old reference?
Yes, that's
episode.
You're referencing something we said before we started.
Yes, there are real studies that show that ridicule is in between a relationship of a friend, causes long-term bonding.
Playful ridicule. You keep leaving out that adjective. Playful ridicule.
Shameful ridicule does not help.
There's different types of ridicule.
Right.
Yeah. No. Anyway, how are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right. I got some news today that my youngest daughter got her official job offer. She is an accounting intern.
Congratulations.
She's been doing a couple of years of interning, and she is now officially employed. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's like a massive shortage of accountants out there.
Is that right?
I guess so. It's not that that's the only reason she got the job, but I think she does an amazing job for them. But there is
awesome.
A big shortage. And so she went into that field and she's going to launch. So I am very, very happy about that.
Good for her. That's incredible.
Congratulations, Megan. I want to throw that in the air.
Yep. And she's off your payroll now. Off your payroll.
Yep. I got to figure out when that starts. But, that becomes the delicate balance of things like... Yes. Car insurance. When is that? Like
phone. Yep. Phone. Yep. We're going through that now with my daughter. I'm like, well, she's about to start working.
Does that mean that you guys can begin to invest more in this relationship?
Yes, that in theoretically is would be true. Yes.
Yeah. In theory. Yeah. In theory. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Well, that's awesome news. That's very good. That's great.
So I'm very, very happy. Yep. I'm a very happy dad. And so that's news for me. I'm in Wisconsin, and I guess I'm ready to kick this off. Should we get this started?
Let's do it.
Isn't this the kid who had a kid?
No, that's his oldest daughter. That's his oldest.
Right. Yeah. So, and I want to just pause. So I sent you guys a picture.
Yes.
And this is going to be common now in the AI world of digital video or digital pictures and things like that. But it is a picture of me and my grandson. It's a Star Wars based picture. Like we're driving a land speeder or like a spaceship on Tatooine or something like that. And it's me driving and my grandson sitting in my lap. It's the best. What was really crazy, my wife sent this out to get
That's a Freudian slip.
That off the air. She did it for a Father's Day gift, but what she did, she hired someone in Ukraine to do it. They sort of video shopped it and did everything that, you know, whether it's AI or, I mean, it's not just an AI rendering because sometimes AI will give you six
fingers. No, it looks exactly like you.
It is good. You know, $30. $30 for that.
Your grandson looks exactly like a baby.
Yeah, so it looks just like him. It's not just any baby.
Wait. It came from Ukraine?
Yeah, yes. Ukraine.
Was it delivered to you on a drone?
No, it was. It did smell like fire. I have to say it was a little smoky, but yeah. But that's one way to support Ukraine, right? You could be, you know, go out and make pictures or, you know, support artists and
you
things
know
like
I
that.
You know how I support Ukraine? OnlyFans. I only follow OnlyFans models from Ukraine.
But are they in Ukraine or are they living outside of Ukraine?
They're Ukrainian.
Well, that's very different. I want to know if they're living in Ukraine.
Understand. What's the difference?
Here's the difference. If you're supporting an OnlyFans woman who's Ukrainian descent, but living in Cleveland, that really does nothing for the Ukrainian people.
Not if you verify first that they're sending the money back to their family.
Are they saying that?
How are you doing that?
I ask questions.
You're communicating with these people?
Yeah, very simple, very high level stuff.
Yeah, very high level. And people on OnlyFans don't lie.
I call it porn for pros.
That's good.
That makes you feel better about yourself for each session.
That's a hoodie for your clothing line right there.
That's really funny. That's very funny. Well, there you go. You can feel good about yourself.
I don't know if we could have.
I very much do. Thanks to my Ukrainian girlfriends.
Now make sure they're Ukrainian girls in Ukraine, please. Next time.
They charge a premium.
It's good cause. Good cause. All right. Amazing. Let's kick things off. Yes. All right. So what we're going to do here, if you're new to the show, is each of us have come up with a topic that we've not discussed before, and we're going to throw it out there and we're going to talk about it just like we've been doing for the last 15 minutes or so. If you would like to contact us, we would really encourage you to do so. It's not scary. Email works. This email address actually works. Just go to your phone or your computer and type in friends@fts.media. I don't know if I'm saying this unclear. It's friends@fts.media. Send us an email. Tell us anything. I don't care. It's anything but something critical. Other than that, it could be anything.
Even typos. Just bang on the keyboard, push send.
Yeah, that's right. Just have your cat walk across your keyboard and send it to friends@fts.media. But if you want to just say it's you're late at night and you don't want to go to OnlyFans like Omar, you can check us out on friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. That's friendstalkingshop, all one word, .weebly.com. And then we're on YouTube. You can see us do this. And we have lots of content on Instagram and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. So, and I have to say, you know, Josh, there are some really good pictures out there and posts and things. I do look at it once in a while. So there you go.
And I got a little creative flood happening this last weekend, which was amazing. Like I got like four ideas while I was sleeping. I woke up and wrote them down, and you'll see them in the coming days.
Well, before we kick things off, I just want to just cover a couple things. One is Josh was on another podcast. I think we should talk about this for a second. So
yes,
I didn't write my notes down, but do you have anything to say about this, Josh?
Everyone should check it out. It's the Mac and G Show, and we had a really good conversation with Mac, Johnny Mac, and Rick. Really good guys in the Boston area. They do a really good podcast. They get a lot of good, really good guests. And they're funny and they're real entertaining. Yeah, so
Of course, for their most recent one.
Their most recent one wasn't me. They have one after me. Unlike us, they do podcast episodes a little more periodically than we do. Yeah. A little more frequently than we do, but they're great. Mac and G Show. Check them out. And I was on a recent episode. You can check that out too.
Yep. So very good. Funny episode. It was a good one. They kind of were listening to us and commented on us. And then Josh quickly ran to their podcast, probably as a backup plan for this podcast, probably.
Our track record, I need a backup plan.
That's fair. That's fair. The second thing I want to talk about is just coming back to the Doritos commercial.
Right. Did you submit that?
I have not submitted yet because I wanted to talk about it first.
Okay.
So we have a couple... We've come up with a couple ideas. So if you didn't listen to the last episode, I came across somebody whose daughter is making the Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl next year, for the 2026 Super Bowl. And I asked if we could come up with a thought piece around what this commercial should be and can we send it in. He said he'd be more than happy to do it. And Josh, you had – I'll come up with my idea. My idea was –
Did you mention it last episode, your idea? I don't remember.
I think I did. I think you did.
You spelled it out. Yeah.
You're at like a Sotheby's, an auction house, and auctioning off, which is a real thing happening.
What did you just call that? Sotheby's?
What is it
Sotheby's.
Called?
Sotheby's.
It's Sotheby's, you hick.
Sotheby's.
Yes. Who cares?
You call it Sotheby's.
Sotheby's. I know how to spell.
Says the guy helping Ukraine out through OnlyFans.
Yeah. All right. It's an auction house. I couldn't think of the other one. What's the other big auction that's Lloyd's?
There's another one that's well known. I don't remember.
Christie's.
There you go. Christie's.
That's what I was
Christie's.
Thinking,
yeah. Yep.
So they're auctioning.
And then there's Tim's, but they don't have good stuff at Tim's.
No, that's more
Tim's auction house. Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
So I thought my idea is they're auctioning off a Cheeto or some kind of thing that looks like a celebrity.
Right.
And someone's in the audience eating Doritos. And every time they pull a Dorito out, there's an image on it of someone famous or something. that, but they love their Doritos so much. And as they're watching the other item go for $1 million or something, they just can't stop eating it because they love their Doritos. Because my basis for my commercial idea is that snacks are becoming less wanted across the world because everyone's taking Ozempic and everything. So the tagline is like, you can't take Doritos away from me, or no matter what kind of meds I'm taking, I'll never stop eating Doritos, right?
And they're willing to not even auction off a chip that they can make a lot of money for. That's how good they are. Right.
Right.
That you'd rather eat it. Yes.
And the tagline's something like, I don't, you know, no matter what, I'm eating my Doritos, or you can't take it away from me, or science can't take my love away from Doritos. Something like that. So Josh, you had an idea.
I did. Mine, I'm trying to remember what it was. I remember it was Monks. It was a family driving in a car. And there's a lot of mayhem. The kids are going nuts. The parents are trying to get some.
They drive off a cliff and it blows up.
Yes, and they drive off a cliff. Everybody dies. Mm-hmm. And at the funeral, they give out Doritos. Yeah. And the tagline is Doritos, it's worth a family of four. Yeah. No, that's not my idea. But that's actually not bad now that you brought that
up. Actually, I want to see, as the car is burning, the Dorito bag is like floating in the air and like lands on the car. And So
now, Doritos. Real quickly, my idea was the family's driving. It's mayhem. They got the sunroof open. They're in some place where there's monks. Let's put it that way. I don't know, Tibet, wherever they're on vacation. And they hit a pothole and the bag of Doritos, a couple of bags of Doritos fly out of through the sunroof. They don't see it. And they land at the entrance of a monk monastery. And the guy, monk, finds them, brings them back, and their vow of silence, and they are chomping. He's chomping at Doritos, and everyone turns to him like, "What are you doing? You're making noise." And then they go through he brings it to the elder, and they go through the ancient scrolls and find a loophole that this doesn't count as noise or something like that. Then they're all crunching Doritos at the end. That was real quick, but that's the essence of what I thought was pretty compelling advertisement for Doritos.
That's your compelling option. Yes. Omar, you're the king of improv. Do you have an idea for...
What do you think of that idea, Omar? You like my monk idea? Isn't that good? That they're willing to find a loophole of their own faith just so they can eat Doritos? It's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I don't mind it, Josh. I'm trying to
think.
I generally don't like monks.
There goes half our audience.
No, because I feel that I think monks are very judgy, right?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Because how do you know that? They don't say anything.
No, they're the whole thing, I'm closer to God nonsense. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't have time for that stuff.
Yeah, you know, so I hear you.
Some of your audience. In terms of a Doritos idea, are you asking me if I have a Doritos idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's asking.
No.
Okay. Good. Now we can move on.
All right.
Yeah, my brain doesn't work that way. It's odd. I did spend a little bit of time with this, maybe 8 to 9 seconds, trying to
think of
concepts. And
it's a long time.
And I didn't even use ChatGPT. Maybe that would have probably helped. But
you can't do that, though. That's cheating.
You're not a long-form improv person. You're more of the quippy, couple-second improv.
Maybe. Yeah. Josh, I don't think it's cheating. I think it's very dangerous, Josh.
What is dangerous?
Augmented intelligence is cheating.
No, I don't say it's cheating. I just meant in the terms of our podcast. That's all.
Well, let's keep thinking. I wish we could get together. We could like kind of spitball this thing.
When are you going to send those two? Let's send those two ideas. You can always follow up.
Send willy nilly. I want to come up with like something we think is gold.
Those are both gold.
I
wrote out the whole scene for you.
I understand that, but so again, friends at FTS.media is a way to contact us. If you think one of those or both are gold, we'll send it along.
They're gold.
Maybe what happens.
Send them. Right. Worst it happens, she goes, "No, I'm not using them." They take 2 seconds to read. 2 seconds.
Well, it'd be embarrassing. The dad.
No,
would
it's not.
See it it,
no, yeah. Send them. Not embarrassing.
I want to think about it some more. I want to get a really good idea. I'll consider sending it, but let's give it a little bit more time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So let's go into the show. What do we say? This is going to be an hour. Josh, give me your topic this week.
All right. I'm going first. All right. Mine's relatively quick, but I'm going to tell you something that happened to me in this last trip. As I said in my How You Doing, I was in Nashville a couple weekends ago. And so it was during March Madness, and we were there. We timed our trip with my daughter's roommate's parents, who we get along with real well. They're really good people, and we have fun with them. And so we timed the trip together so we'd both be here the same weekend, and we could, you know, go out to dinners and what have you. And so they are they're from Cleveland, and their son goes to Michigan State. And Michigan State was in the Sweet 16. And so they wanted to see the Michigan State Ole Miss game, which was a Sweet 16 game. So we're like, okay, of course, we'll go to a restaurant where we can watch the games. And so we're at a bar, and then it's almost time for the Michigan State game. And we had a reservation at this one place called, I'm going to name it too, because you'll see why I'm going to name it. It's called City Tap. City Tap in Nashville. All right, everyone take note of that. And so it's about that time. We close our tab at the bar. We walk on over to City Tap. Now, City Tap is this nice big restaurant right in near Broadway where all the action happens in Nashville. And they got a giant wall of TVs behind the bar. And then on the other side, where some of the tables are, they have these, I think it's like three big TVs that kind of go across. But they're not huge. They're decent size. And so we went to the bar first before myself and my daughter's roommate's dad went first because the rest of them were going to the bathroom, whatever, and we wanted to make our reservation. So we go there. We're sitting at the bar, and I asked for a different game to come on this one screen. And she kind of like shrugged her shoulders like, okay. Meanwhile, let me see. There's nobody there. There's nobody there. Nobody in this restaurant. She changed the channel. She gives me a little screen at the bar. They got a big wall. They could have given me gives me a little screen. Fine. All right. I can still see it. It's fine. So I'm watching that game. We get our table. Now, where they sit us, we can't really see that wall of TVs at the bar.
Did you order at the bar? You order a beer?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think I had a beer.
With your kids at the bar?
But it was with my daughter. My daughter's, she's 21, 22. Okay. She's 22.
Okay.
Yeah, she's of age. So we go, is my daughter 22? I'm going to sound like an ass if she's 21. Oh my God. She's 22. What am I talking about? 22.
All right.
So we go to, get me in trouble. So we go, they sit us down. Now there is maybe 30% capacity right now. All right. Cause we're a little bit later, 30% capacity of the three TVs we can see. None of them have the Michigan State game on. So we got the waitress, said, hey, could you put this middle one on Michigan State, please? The Michigan State Ole Miss game, because we want to watch that. No problem. And she goes to get the person. Now, the person is the same person I asked to change the channel at the bar. And it's this woman. And she puts the furthest TV that we can see as Michigan State and the other two TVs that we can see much better that are next to each other on the Tennessee game. It was Tennessee, Kentucky, right? And we're like, okay. And we said to the waitress, we didn't want to be an ass, but you know, we said to the waitress, like, hey, can you change that middle TV to the Michigan State game and then do whatever you want with the TV that has the Michigan State game? Because it's harder to see. It's very far away. It's like, I'll ask. And like 5 minutes go by, and then the woman comes over. And she says, yeah, I can't change that to the Michigan State game. I'm like, why not? And she says, well, because this is how it is. This is how we've decided to do the configuration tonight. And this is it. So we're like, there's nobody here. There's nobody here. We're a whole table. We're a table of six, by the way, that wants to watch this one game. We're customers. And there's nobody here. She goes, well, you know, you are in Tennessee, right? And this is the state is Tennessee. We're like, yes, but there's nobody here. There's no table of Tennessee even or Kentucky fans that are watching the games on the STV. And she wouldn't change the TV.
Oh, man.
It was unbelievable. And I'm not making this up. Maybe 5 minutes later, a family of four or five walk in, and they're wearing Ole Miss gear, right? And they seat them right next to us. And we said, oh, my God, Ole Miss, you want to watch the game? I'm like, yeah, we want to watch the game. I'm like, okay, can you ask them to change it to the middle one? Because they won't do it for us. And they wouldn't do it for them either. And it was the most baffling thing. So I ask you, what do you do at this point? Because we were pretty livid at that point.
Is the middle screen like bigger than the other screens? Like that would become the main screen?
No, there are three exact equal TVs in size. It's just that where they sat us, the one in the middle and the one to the left were much easier to be seen by us than the one to the far right. And they wouldn't change them. And both those TVs were the same as that game. And they wouldn't change one of them.
I think you pissed them off.
I went in my head, how did I do that? And I couldn't recall how I did that. Now, we eventually pissed them off.
You're not much of a tipper, right?
Before we even got our entrees, we were drinking and eating appetizers.
You have to pre-tip.
Yeah, I know your whole thing of pre-tipping.
I want to hear Omar's strategy here. I want to hear what he would do. What's your strategy?
Go ahead. What would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
So at what point? At the beginning point or at the bar?
You sit down and you're like, that the game's on the far TV. I need to switch it. So what do you do right from that point?
I'm so sorry. It's impossible for me to come across. Your job is so hard. It's impossible for me to come across.
You're patronizing
another person who comes in here who's like, I want this and that. My daughter is a huge pain in my ass. Okay. Provide this meal with her. She really wants to watch the game. I don't know what her mom is. I haven't seen her in 3 days. But if I have a modicum of peace with her for a meal, gosh, it would mean so much to me. We're happy to move tables. I don't want to cause again. We'll do anything. I promise I won't say anything. If you can't do it, I completely understand. And maybe that's it. Like,
what does that have to do with pre-tipping? This is not pre-tipping. This is begging.
Warming up. He's warm. Yep.
No, I am.
Keep going.
I'm eliciting something that you're not familiar with, my friend, called empathy. Okay. Yeah. So,
please.
I tell you, like, you know, she's not much of a tipper. That's your mom's quality, not mine. But I am.
But the moms were there.
There's no wrong answer. What?
The moms were there. Mysterious mom am I talking about?
I haven't talked to my wife in 3 days.
Your wife is at the table.
Great. Well, then you can involve her in the same way. Like my wife and my daughter.
This is the dumbest.
They always say I can't get anything accomplished in restaurants. I'm like, there's a variety of ways you can do this, Josh.
Listen.
You choose to always blame anti-Semitism.
the other family wasn't Jewish, so they were a good old-fashioned American Gentile family that they should have changed the TV for. So,
at any point are you taking your wallet out when you're talking to this waitress?
First of all, no. Number one, as you know, I don't carry cash. I never carry cash, so that goes out the window. I don't have cash. Number two. I was at a point where I couldn't believe that they wouldn't change the channel. There was no way I'm going to pay them to change the channel. I'm at a sports bar and restaurant with a reservation for a table of six in a restaurant that is not even 50% full with nobody wearing Tennessee colors that would have complained that either one of those two TVs were switched to Michigan State. Come on.
I have another question. What were you wearing? Were you wearing Eagles stuff?
No, I was dressed for dinner. So I was just wearing, jeans and a shirt. I wasn't wearing anything. No Eagles stuff. No Philadelphia stuff. No gear that would tell them that I might be an asshole.
I know where you're going with that. You Philly people give off that vibe. And so you could have given that vibe and tick them off well before you got to your table. That's my guess.
This is the fall of customer service, and I find this to be pervasive. By the way, this is not just this experience. Customer service has fallen off a cliff. It has. The whole reason she didn't want to change it, and I know the reason. By the way, I was just waiting to hear what you guys would do because I watched her change it when I was at the bar and asked for it. And she kind of fumbled and wasn't sure, and it went to a different screen, then went back, and then didn't get the right way. She got it, but she didn't want to go through that again.
Okay. Yep.
She was probably like, this is a pain in my ass. I don't want to have to change anything. It's predetermined where all these games are going to play. And I'm not going to do this. Now, what she's lacking is the fact that we're never going back to that place. And CityTap, anyone who hears this, CityTap in Nashville, do not go there. They are not customer friendly whatsoever. That is a very simple thing to do. Change a TV station. That's not asking for the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm
wrong.
I want to go there and see if I can get them to change the channel and see if my approach is different. If I can come across nice.
Your Midwestern approach?
Yep. The all shucks attitude. See if you can get it moved. And so you're
we
hard.
We were very kind. The first time you say it, you're very kind. You're like, hey, listen, can you please put the Michigan State game on this TV? We have a hard time seeing this other TV. It's very far away.
I think you think that's true. I don't think you can hear yourself. And
what do you think I'm saying?
Omar, back me up on this. Sometimes Josh comes across kind of abrasive. Is that not true?
Yes.
Is that?
Yes.
Is that,
yes. Abrasive. Pedantic.
Pedantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Wait, I'm not done. Irascible.
That's not a word.
Inane.
Irascible? What does irascible mean? I've never heard of irascible.
It's IRRASCIBLE.
Yeah. I think that's like your irascible.
I don't think you're saying it right. I don't think you're saying it right.
No, irascible is a word.
What's it mean? Dave, do you know what irascible means?
Irascible means...
I think incorrigible. Or you're kind of irritable.
Irritable.
Maybe you are irascible. You are inane.
Inane?
You are pedantic.
I heard that one.
You are incorrigible.
Incorrigible?
Yeah. You are intransigent.
I'm not intransigent.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
How close you guys are with this.
It's amazing.
Kidding
so,
each
Omar,
other, yeah.
You're pre-tipping. So when you go in a restaurant, yep. Do you just give a $20 bill right away to the bartender?
My family,
yeah.
I want to create the path of least resistance. I'm walking in there with a stack of 20s.
And who are you giving them to exactly?
Well, it depends on what I'm sitting. I mean, in this scenario,
yeah, honestly,
it'd be anybody. Because here's the other thing, Josh. And by the way, Dave, I have a feeling we both know the answer to this question. When you ordered that drink at the bar, did you tip her?
Of course.
Interesting.
How much?
How much?
Yeah.
I don't remember. $5 on a couple of beers, a few beers. It was a tab. I had a tab open and then closed the tab when we went to the table.
All these parents come in town. They're all demanding. The minute you give into one.
There was nobody there. There was nobody there. If this was a packed place and they were running around like chickens with their heads cut off, I get it. There was nobody there.
I know one thing.
It was really rude on their end. Incredibly rude.
If it was me, I would have had all the TVs changed to the game.
Yeah. I think that's a real wake-up call, Josh. There's something you did, and you can't figure out what it is.
You guys are blaming me.
Yes.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. Omar, if you were in my shoes, would you just have said, here's $20, please change it now?
The point at which you already sat at the table.
Yes.
Right. You become less. It's more of a thing to change you, to have you move. I would have gone to the hostess.
There was no hostess.
Okay. Well, then I would have pleaded. Look, if you can solicit empathy from someone, and usually it's by just ripping on whoever you're with. They don't need to hear that you're ripping on them. Your wife. And by the way, to be clear, you've ripped on your wife plenty of times to me. Right?
Stop. Don't do it. It's awful. You know she listens, and that's why you said that. You know she listens, and that's why you said that.
Tomato, tomato. Okay?
Very funny.
My point is,
oh my God.
That
asshole.
That you doing this would get a better table, she'd be okay with it.
It's not about a better table. Our table was fine.
My point is a better viewing experience, a better dining experience.
All right, whatever. Listen. I'm not going to a soliloquy about to garner empathy just so I can get the channel changed four stations to say something I want to say.
That's entirely different, Josh.
That's the attitude that gets you.
One of the things about you, you've never really been able to connect with people on a human level. Yeah, because David, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here. Josh,
you're wrong.
You treat people like they're a bunch of chickens on a farm. Yeah. That's the like, level yes, of
Dave's agreeing. Like Dave's agreeing.
They're the butt of your jokes. That's right. Yeah, you can make them laugh, Josh. There's no question about that. But you sometimes you leave them wanting. You know, I feel like
wow. All right.
Grind them up and
so often, Dave. He'll throw them some feed.
All right. Right. All right. Listen, right. I understand your point. It's taken, and we will move on. But for everyone else, don't go to City Tap in Nashville. Right. Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks for the topic. Omar, we have some self-reflection that we need there, Josh. Omar, what's your topic?
There okay. you go.
My topic, right. yes. by the way, is a bridges back to an earlier episode of ours.
Oh, so, very good. Okay.
Know that, you know, we have, I'm not going to say, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum here with me on these podcasts, but I would say that you guys are certainly not supportive of any of my creative ideas.
And that's so, not true. That's not true.
If I may, I have executed on one of them. Okay. And might add you know what I'm going to be talking about right now.
Yes. I have an idea. Aspart. Yes. I saw this Aspart hat.
We created the hat. It is beautiful. Yeah.
Tell our people what Aspart is, by the
way. Aspart is there a way to capture the essence of Aspen and St. Bart's for people who go to both, or viewed as, if you will, aspirational. That is done in a self-effacing manner. So
it better be.
The brand is called Aspart's, and the logo are the airport codes.
Yes. Yes, A-F-E, I see that.
SBH.
Yes.
There is right. also. There is also a Tradewinds plane flying over. Tradewinds is the plane that flies into St. Bart's.
Yeah.
There is a mountain, two palm trees, and the ocean. And the back of the hat says, Josh, what does it say?
It says, I only want it in.
Yes. Now, the yeah. French version is going to say, je le veux dedans. Je le veux dedans, which means I only want it in. In French.
In French. I figured that. That's we cracked that code.
This hat, I'm yeah. in St. Bart's right now. It is I'm getting people coming to the door. Can you give me 100 of them? We want to sell them. 300 euros.
Get the hell out of here. 300 euros for one hat.
One hat in St. Bart's.
300 euros.
In St. Bart's.
Put that in dollar terms for everyone listening.
I don't know. You guys are the fine.
I have no idea. I think it's over $300.
I think it is.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, limited supply. You can't buy it anywhere else unless you're in Aspen or St. Bart's.
How many did you make?
250.
So you can't sell 300.
What?
Oh, 300 euros. That's the price of one hat. So yeah. Did someone actually buy one hat for that money? Bullshit. You're nodding yes. It's a podcast. You got to say yes.
I'm saying that there is demand.
Okay. Again, I'm going to go through this with you again as I did last time. To narrow your TAM, your total addressable market, to people yes. only who go to Aspen and St. Bart's.
No.
Not one or the other.
But you know it's a thing.
No, why would I, if I go to Aspen and I don't go to St. Bart's, why do I want an Aspen St. Bart's hat?
Because it's aspirational.
It's not. It's
signaling in a very like,
it is so cringy.
You only know if you know it's super high end stuff, only the highest end.
Oh my God. You are, thank God you're not running for Congress because.
I'm just telling you my business plan. Okay. So we have a, my masseuse. Comes from a family in St. Bart's that's been here for six generations.
Yeah.
She's going to be the chapter head and the partner of Aspart's.
Does she like the idea?
Doesn't like it. She loves it. J'adore Aspart's. J'adore. Je le veux dedans.
I mean, can Aspart's. You find any more alienating piece of clothing
no,
than this?
My point, Joshy, when people see the hat who are proletarians, right? You know, they don't know what it means. But that's the whole point.
So it's your only secret society of rich douchebags who go to Aspen and St. Bart's that are going to know the joke.
A-S-E-S-B-H. And Josh, by the way, for someone who wears brands everywhere, arguably, you know, you're wearing a brand right now that is arguably pretty damn elitist, Vanderbilt.
Stop.
Right? And by the way, you have a star on there. You know what that means?
No. It's a symbol.
Yeah, what does it mean?
I don't know what the star. I don't know.
I thought there was something there. But
no, there's nothing.
this is the first tangible thing I've seen. I have an
So you're
eye.
Doing it.
I'm doing it.
I applaud you for doing it. I think it's I don't think you're going to sell many of those hats.
I enjoy it. I'm going to the high-end stores here, including Eden Rock. I have a meeting with them again tomorrow.
Are you being serious?
I'm completely serious.
First of all, the hat doesn't look well made. Can you show that again? It looks like one of those foam hats. Is it?
A trucker hat.
Yeah.
Is it foam?
Is it foam? Or is it actually? What is it?
Don't rub it.
Where did you have it made?
I don't know. China.
Okay, so you had it made. Right.
It costs 300 euros now.
Yeah. For someone who goes to Aspen and St. Bart's, you think it would be made of like leather or something a little bit more
This is called streetwear. You know, we are going to build brands with streetwear.
Yeah.
Okay. That your kids, by the way, I bet you, I'll make you a bet right now.
Go ahead.
Your kids will want, will love this idea and will want to wear the hat because it's fun to say, I'm wearing Aspart's.
No, it's, if it said Aspart's on it, it would make my son more wanting to wear a hat that said Aspart's, but it doesn't say Aspart's on it. It's very cryptic. The top 1% of America.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. What does the tagline, is there a double meaning to that? Or is it just what you,
Oh, you think it refers to some sexual thing?
No, not necessarily.
So funny.
Yeah, that's fine.
What is the origin of that tagline?
My brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only want it in Aspart's.
No, in the
That's what he's saying. In the Aspart's. Oh, right. Exactly. That's funny. Fun. That part in the Aspart's. That part's very funny.
I miss it.
Yeah, that part's very funny. Yeah. It's not going to sell in Middle America. I don't think Dave's going to be able to take this one back.
Yeah, I'll take that bet. I think my kids have no interest in Aspart's clothing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You want to know what?
For 300 euros.
I will make. No, wait a second. Wait a second. Your kids would be brand ambassadors. We'll make it up. Number two, I'm betting you right now, each of you, that one of your kids will be like, I'd wear that. It's funny. It's funny.
I will ask them. I will ask them and get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Good for you for
Congratulations
trying.
Congratulations for
starting. Very excited.
Congratulations. I give you a lot of credit for doing it. I think that's great.
I found my calling. I'm happy. I'm so sick of my day job. This makes me happy.
All right. Good. That's awesome. Congratulations. Look. Let's see what happens with it. I guess once you sell it to the 100 people that actually go to those two places, the sales will dry up after that.
Think about how much money that is.
It's true. It's a lot. It's a 30,000 euro.
If I want to buy 5% of Aspart's, how much does that cost me? If I want to buy in,
you want to come in the A round?
Yeah,
round.
We're taking strategic investors, David. What would you bring to the table for a brand?
My kids, my three kids, they're brand ambassadors. The three of them.
Where do they live, David?
In the Midwest.
In the Midwest,
St. Louis and Milwaukee. Yeah,
you're not going to get much action.
We're covering the Midwest elitists.
I'd be willing to listen to more of this. I think there's an angle here.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
There's an angle.
Maybe instead of having it be Aspart's, it can be like Wisconsin-Chicago.
Yeah. Come up with one for the Ozarks.
Yeah. You're so close on that one. Yeah. There's something there. Yeah.
It's right
there.
How about this? Ready? I have an idea. Ready? The hat's called Flyover.
Fly over. Oh, boy. You are just digging a deeper hole.
Yeah.
Deeper hole.
Come on. That's funny.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Mm. All right. Congrats, all right, Omar. Good
ready
stuff.
For my topic?
We are. Let's do
all
it.
All right. Well, my topic. So we've had a couple of health related topics and
we have
some traffic as a result of it. We've really brought some people asking some questions about, we talk about scanning and things like that, which, but I have another health related one.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to do it. I wanted you guys' advice if you think this is something I should do.
I was reading
about a 72 hour fast.
No, yes. Don't do it.
Do it.
So. Wait,
don't
wait,
do it.
Let me explain.
I don't even care what you say after this, but keep going.
72-hour fast. So that's, you got 3 days. It's funny. Yep. They describe how you go through the 3 days. So the first day apparently is hell on earth. It's like you're hungry.
Yes.
You're irritable. It's like,
yes,
nothing worse than, yeah, you're beside yourself and insane and upset. Second day, you start to like kind of get yourself acclimated and you're starting to feel a bit better. The third day, you feel like a $1 million, I guess, if you haven't passed. If you haven't
no
passed
way.
Like, never felt better. Like that's
no
that's
way.
What they're saying, that's the 3-day path of your 72-hour fast. Now, I looked up
Come
the
on.
Benefits of the 72-hour fast. You want to hear what
Go
those
ahead.
Are?
Yes.
And except there's one word in here I'm not going to be able to say correctly, so I may need some
okay.
help.
Irascible?
Is it irascible? You beat me to the punch there.
Very good. So number one is cell regeneration. Our bodies need to rest and regenerate, including our cells. Fasting allows the body to focus on regenerating new immune cells rather than spending energy elsewhere. So you stop your eating, and that is like it's a real toxic like cleanse of your body.
What about when you sleep? You sleeping is not sun enough? That doesn't regenerate your cells?
This like re-kicks your system.
Right.
The second one is one I heard is autophagy. Autophagy,
of course. Does it help your autophagy or hurt it?
I don't know. It's the process in which the body breaks down damaged or dying immune cells and reuses them. So that's
sounds
the
like
thing.
The same thing you just said.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. But they listed it as two different things.
Yeah,
so
that's the same thing.
But there's blood sugar levels decrease, your heart health has benefits, and weight loss, obviously, which that's not the main thing for it. But and it's, it reduces inflammation and boosts the immune system. Fasting is supposed to be this amazing thing that, you know, they've done forever. We don't do it. We just, you know, constantly eat. And, you know, could I get through 72 hours of just look? It basically, it's, you know, you'd have to have electrolytes and stuff like
Wait
that.
Wait a second.
Oh, so that was what I was going to ask. You can drink liquids.
What did you liquids. Guys eat today? What did you guys eat today?
Me first? I'll
yeah.
go first.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I was at a hotel conference thing. So they had an egg croissant sandwich with bacon and coffee.
Nice.
And then on the drive back, I took the train back to Wisconsin and they got a box lunch and I can't stand box sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I had potato chips and a cookie and an orange.
You didn't eat the sandwich?
And soda. So that's, I didn't eat the sandwich.
Oh, yet. Mountain Dew. Do you like Mountain Dew?
I do like Mountain Dew. I like
Josh, what did you have?
Mountain Dew is vile. I had a bowl of cereal, which I have every single morning.
I got
love
a cereal. Honey Nut Cheerios.
This today was Honey Bunches of Oats.
Okay.
Okay. I like to mix it up.
Oat milk?
No, oat milk. I like oat milk.
It's not milk. It's juice. Okay. Continue. God.
It's not juice.
Oat milk? There's no such thing as oat milk. It's juice.
Why is it juice? It's no juice.
It's not milk. It's juice. It's literally
okay,
not.
Okay, whatever. Oat liquid that looks like milk. Does that make you happy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then for lunch, I had leftovers from last night's dinner. So it was a shrimp scampi, which I normally don't have for lunch, but there was nothing else in the house and I just ate it. I didn't feel like leaving.
oat milk is a water extract of oats, to be clear.
Whatever.
Do you know what I had today?
Okay. Go ahead. What'd you have?
A latte. That's it.
Why?
I'm doing it fast, actually.
You're doing
it. It's funny you bring it up.
That's ridiculous. How long of a fast are you doing? By the way, you're delusional. By the way, you're delusional right now. You look like you have like your mind. You haven't eaten in days.
Well, it might have something to do with the food. I think it's because of the fact that I. But I actually usually don't have food until dinner.
That's crazy.
And I'm going to have dinner tonight. I'm going to have a bowl. I'm going to have a pint or two of mango ice cream.
Yeah, you love ice cream.
That's my diet.
Wait, could you go 72 hours? What do you think about the 72-hour fast?
It's crazy.
I could easily do it.
You could easily do it?
100%. Except for the coffee. I get headaches.
I get headaches too. But no creamer. So I think coffee, you have your electrolytes. I forget what other things are.
What are your electrolytes? You're drinking Gatorade all day long?
Something like that. So that at least you're getting some, you know, whatever.
Is that still Gatorade's line, by the way? Gatorade is thirst aid for that deep down body thirst. Do they still use that?
I don't know.
Gatorade.
I will tell you this. Have you noticed the new Starbucks commercials?
No.
Mm-mm.
They are ridiculous. They make it seem like Starbucks is like an average Joe cafe in a small town. And come on in and get your Starbucks. And it's like they made a whole 180 turn. And it's utterly ridiculous. If anyone buys into that, they are delusional. No one thinks Starbucks is just your mom and pop cafe on the corner. That's how they're marketing it now. Anyway.
Hey, what does this have to do with my fast? You're telling me.
Let's get back to your fast.
It resets your body. You feel like amazing once you.
No. No, I'm going to feel like shit. I'm going to feel like shit. If I miss breakfast, I feel like shit.
You can't
go. If I miss breakfast, I feel like shit. I can't go 72 hours. I can't go four.
But Josh, haven't you noticed your body talking back to you? You've got like masses in your back. You've got, you know.
I had one mass in my back.
Well, but maybe you
should.
Which
I had removed. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I hope that went well. I meant to ask.
It did. It went well. Like stitches in my back now. I got propofol, Dave, and it was wonderful.
Oh yeah, that's
yes. That is it was wonderful. Time. Yeah.
So well, I think I might do it. I want to go to probably won't be at home where I'm around food normally. I'd be some like either our cabin or something, and just like I'm doing 3 days. I'm doing an immersion of a 72-hour fast.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Haiti and other places and tell them about your 72-hour fast. And then I want to hear their response. Because I don't think their cells are regenerating in the manner in which you say. And they're not eating three squares a day.
The Haitians win all the goddamn marathons. They're on to something.
It's not the Haitians.
I don't think that's right.
It's the Kenyans who win the marathons.
So Josh, you're a no. Omar, I'm a
hard no.
No, okay. I'm a yes. Josh, you have to believe in Dave more than you do.
It's not about Dave. I would never do it, and I don't understand the benefits of it. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
You think it's false?
I don't think it's false because I don't know the science behind it, so I can't say that definitively. I just would question it. I'd like to see the research that's been done and the studies that prove that.
You didn't question Omar's study that said if you make fun of your friends, it makes you closer friends.
I sure did.
Did you?
He said, yes, I sure did.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely did. Listen, that's a heavy lift for me. 72 hours is a very heavy. Look,
well,
as
it's
a
hard
Jew,
to do.
Listen, we would fast for – we have a holiday called Yom Kippur. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
I have heard of it.
Yes. But we're supposed to fast all day, and then we break the fast at night at sundown.
Yep.
And it's the worst day in the world.
Oh, you do
it's
it
awful.
Every day?
I used to. I don't do it anymore because I get headaches. I don't do it anymore. Well, it makes me feel like shit.
You got to get to the third day. If you get to
the third day. I can't get to dinner. I can't get to dinner on the first day.
All right. Now I want to do it because you've
right.
made me
I want
feel
you
like
to do it. Yeah. Yeah, and I want you to see how great your cells feel.
I second
after you
that
do
motion.
Yeah, I think it's gonna save my life, maybe. So
all right, let's see. If you have remarkable success with it, I might give it a go.
By the way, there are some cons: hypertension, dehydration,
shocker.
And dizziness and fatigue. So there are.
I check all those boxes.
Well, what about a fatal rash in the skin of the perineum? Is that one of these side effects, just like the audience?
No, but...
doesn't happen?
Have you been working on perineum capital? Is that still... are we still working on
yes,
that as,
that's
a,
right.
as a company for us?
That's correct. Yeah, that's
a great name.
Yes,
all
it
right.
is.
All right, all well, right. let's close up shop here. Anyway, just please reach out to us.
Yes.
We can be reached at friends@fts.media. We would love some Dorito commercial ideas. Just give us a kickstart on some ideas. That would be great. Or comment on the ones we gave you. Friendstalkingshop.weebly.com is our website. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. So until next time, bye, everyone.
See ya.
Smile later.